Let me read a portion of what Matzad has to say here. Very often when discussing on issues, etc., the place of the gospel in preaching and teaching, someone will call in and say, I've already been to the cross. I've heard the gospel. I'm saved. In other words, in the thinking of that person, the preaching of the gospel is directed at unbelievers. Once unbelievers are saved, the gospel is no longer relevant. The theology of the cross is quite different. The preaching of sin and grace or law and gospel is not intended to convert the unbelieving sinner, but is intended to produce sanctification in the Christian. The preaching of the law continues to convict the Christian of sin, leading to contrition, and the gospel continues to produce faith in the atoning work of Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's right on. I mean, so to answer your question, Leif, what is this? How does this impact us and the church and us as individuals? It's the placement of the cross. What Mike actually read there, a theology of glory. Well, you know, in a sense, we'll say, yeah. I've gotten the cross. I've heard the cross. Now it's on to better and more glorious things.
Now give me my 10 steps to a better life
to
and
get
more
glory,
prosperity,
yep.
And to make God love me more. And
yep,
all
and
that good stuff.
And so forth. Whereas a theology of the cross says, no. Everything funnels into the cross and out of the cross. The cross is actually at the center of the church. And that is the reason why if you come into churches like our church here, right, has a cross, you know, in the very front of the altar. And on the outside of the church, you have a cross. That is our theology. Everything funnels into and out of the cross. And so the placement of the gospel, the placement of the cross is essential to understand the difference between glory and cross theology.